Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today our show is called Creating and Developing Your Own Products. The purpose of when you start a business, you want to become known as an expert in your field. Many of the so-called experts on internet marketing built their reputation on building a business on the internet while it was still in its infancy. And good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Creating and Developing Your Own Product. When you start a business, you want to become known as an expert in your field. Many of the so-called experts on internet marketing built their reputation on building a business on the internet while it was still in its infancy. They have kept up their edge by having large opt-in lists, perfecting their sales letters, building up their keyword advertising, using pay-per-click, and so on and so on. It doesn't mean that they're the only expert. By looking at the things that they did and learning to follow their lead, you too can use the same tools to become known as an expert in your field. And some of the things you need to be aware of is no matter what your topic is, you can build a business around it. Today, people are what they're doing is they're looking for the same old jobs that don't exist. They're going to the job fairs. They're going to the one-stop shops for the career centers, for the employment centers, partly because they are unemployment and have to, and partly because they don't know how to go out there and create their own products or create their own opportunities. So what you want to do is decide, are you going to do what everyone else is doing, or are you going to find a way to create an opportunity for yourself and in a field that you really enjoy doing? Back when I was, before I got my new computer, when I was having issues with my old computer, I had to have someone come and clean and optimize my computer for me. And in talking to him, he had worked with Earthlink, which was a internet company. And part of his job was to keep up the computers internally for the company. So when they did their cut of 60,000 jobs, he was one of the people let go. He could have stayed home and looked for the same old tried and true jobs working for someone else, or he could have created his own opportunity. Initially, he was looking for the same old job, and he was finding that he could not find anything. So then he decided to create his own opportunity. At first, what he did was he became a web designer because he knew how to use the internet. He knew how to design things, and he had been or had a background in graphic design. So what he did was he had built up a nice little business doing web design and was making some money, some good money doing it. But he was tied to his desk, and he was inside, and he wanted to get out more. So he looked at part of what his background was, and since part of his background was keeping up computers and knowing how to go in there and clean and optimize them, what he did was he went on Craigslist, and he posted himself as a – someone, he put an ad up where he advertised his services to offer helping people keep up their computers. And what he would do is he would charge a fee based on the distance he traveled. If you were within a certain distance of his house, it was $50. If you were beyond that distance, he charged $65. So what he did was he had built up a consistent business where he was going to at least 3, 4, 5 people a day, doing anywhere from 2 to 3 hours. So he was usually working between 9 o'clock in the morning and midnight. Then he also decided to expand that business. So he met someone who worked as a plumber for a company. The owner of the company died, so it was, and the son took over the business. This person did not get along with the son, so he was forced to leave his position as a plumber. So what my friend decided to do was he built a website for this person. He did the marketing to help him build his business, and then they had a 60-40 split on profit. And what you need to do is decide what kind of business you want to be in and how you can create products for it. If you do not know how to create products, go online, because there are people out there who can teach you what you need to do. Or if you don't know how to do it, there are websites that you can go on and you can post information and then have people bid for to help you with building your products. And as they do that, you can choose the lowest fee person. And now I will also tell you, you need to be honest with the people that you are hiring. You can't try to shaft them, because what that is going to do is hurt your reputation. For instance, before, while I was building my business, I advertised on several sites where I was a freelancer helping other people build their business. And I had someone who I had contracted with that was a Mary Kay distributor. And she wanted to find out a way to increase her business, but she was not honest with her the person that she was contracting with. In fact, she was trying to fudge on the services that were being provided by not paying. And what that did was that put her in a position where her reputation was damaged. And no one would want to work with someone once they did that. And what it was is that she didn't want to do the work herself to go out and build her business. She wanted someone to tell her and give her the secrets of how she was going to get clients, but she didn't even want to pay them to help her build her business. So some of the things you need to be concerned with are thinking of ways that you can build your expertise. You can do that by developing your own radio show, as I have done, because every time I do a show, I'm creating a product that I can sell. Also, that Blog Talk Radio is aligned with iTunes. So all of the shows that are done can also be downloaded through iTunes to anyone who has access to that software. And if you want people to think of you as an expert in your field, if you have a certain niche that you meet, that there are people that need your services, just as in internet marketing, when the internet first became a medium that the public began to use to build their business, because today you have to have a website if you are going to be marketing a business today. Whereas years ago, people would say, what is your fax number, so they can send you things. Today, it's what is your website address, because that gives you credibility in the services you want to provide. So you need to think about it. Also, technology, when they came out with the cell phones, they were the big, cumbersome phones because they were looked at as just an extension of the home phone. Eventually, they evolved into tiny little phones, but now you even have the smartphones, and that's where you can not only use it as a phone, but you can use it to get your emails through the internet. You can also use it to do instant messaging. It's almost unbelievable with what you can do on your phone today. And anyone who is in business today, and mainly, especially the young kids, the millennials, because they grew up with the technology and they have to have the phones that they can do texting, because just about everything they do is text messaging to each other. Partly because when they're in class, they're keeping in contact with each other. So text messaging became the medium that they use to keep in touch. And technology has evolved, and in the workplace today, you have to use and utilize the technology that is available to you. And some of the technology that is available to you is social networking. This is how you grow and build your business today. The problem is that you have some people who have no knowledge of business, and they think that having a computer is just a little frivolous thing that people do, and that their ignorance that is playing into it. But let's get back on track and let's talk about different things that you can publish and provide that can help people. If you are, say we're going to talk about dealing with someone who is a financial advisor, and that is a very important field to be in today, because with the economy as it is, people need to know how to manage their money more effectively. And so if you can do an e-zine as a weekly or a monthly publication that you send out to a list of people who have opted in to receive your magazine, and give them tips constantly on things that they can do that can help them build a financial portfolio and build a reserve of income, then you will become known as an expert in your field. If you can put together a radio show, and it doesn't have to be more than 15 minutes to begin with, just to get your feet wet and learn how to promote your business and your expertise to people, then what you are doing is creating an opportunity to help people increase their knowledge on money management. And let's talk of some things that you can, other things that you can do. You can go on the internet and on these different social sites, and you can set up discussions, and you can pose a question of something that you want answered, and then something that you already know the answer to. Therefore, when you go back online and you answer that question, then what happens is you become known as the expert. You become known as someone who has the knowledge. Then if someone else out there really needs your help, then what they will do is they will contact you because you had the answer to a question that they may have been thinking about, but they didn't ask. So this is some of the things that you can think about that can really help you build and expand on your business and building your products for your business. you can develop e-courses around that topic, things that people can purchase and download to their own computer from your website, or something that you can put out there on different social sites as just a tidbit of an answer, of a way to let them know that you have something that can really help them on that topic. And an e-course is something that is taken online, or it can be downloaded to the individual's computer, and they can take it at their leisure. And you can also provide a resource or coaching services to help them with it. These are some methods of building your business and being knowledgeable of how to use what is out there. And I'm going to tell you a story about a class that I went to and how this individual built a business on the internet, and then instead of just setting up an affiliate program that people can sign up for and help him market his products, what he did was he set it up where he put together a infomercial where he went on and bought time on the different local television stations on late night, on Sunday mornings, on times when people might be flipping through a channel simply because they were looking for something to watch and didn't know what was on. And I happened to catch it one day. And the story was that his father worked from WorldCom, and the family lost everything, and they were about to lose their home. And then the son went online and built this business up to a $1 million business and saved the family. And the reason I am telling you this is that what he did was he went online, he researched for a product that was the number one seller online, and he found that to be that people applied for credit cards online. And he perfected his sales letter. He perfected his keyword advertising so that he built it up to 30,000 keywords. And it's easy to do that because all you have to do is keyword submissions on certain engines, and certain search engine sites, and that when you put certain keywords in, it will tell you other keywords and the number of times that people use it to find a product or service. What this does is it helps you learn about the things that you need to learn about so that you can perfect your product and your services. And let's get back to the story. What he did was he hired someone to be his spokesperson, that he would go around to different cities and set up at least 4 hotels, and he would have a 2-hour session in the morning where his MC would come in and do this presentation and tell you how, and show you cancel checks of the amount of money he had coming in, and tell you how he had built this business up to $1 million a year. Then what happened was, the kicker was, you could do it too. He invented this wheel. He is going to turn around. He is going to teach you how to do his program so that you can build it up to $1 million also. The thing is, he just used a system that was already out there. You can use this system too, and you don't have to pay anyone to show you how to use it. All you have to do is learn how to use the internet. Learn how to use the search engine. Learn how to use Google. Learn how to use Yahoo and MSN. If you understand how to use the search engine and how to use pay-per-click, then you too can build up a very successful business. The thing is, he was trying to make it sound like he invented this program, he invented the wheel, and only he could teach you how to do this. And he was selling his program for $4,500. So if you want to pay someone $4,500 to teach you how to do a system that you can easily learn by just researching the internet, then very well, and go and do that. But you can do it for pennies on the dollar if you understand how to use the internet effectively. All of these so-called gurus on internet marketing, they use the same system. What they are doing is they are going online, they are using Google, they are putting in certain keywords to research to pull up other websites. That's all it is. Then they understand how to use meta tags. When you put together a website, you have to have certain keywords embedded in your website so that when Google sends out its web crawler, they will recognize those, and that's how they will rank your website. Then, too, you want to increase your name on the search engine. It took me at least 4 years, and it took me at least 3 months of getting involved with two websites that are for coaches in creating articles that get linked to all of these websites, and so that now my name is ranked at 10,000. My website, the number one, personalcareercoach.com, is ranked at 33,000. But it's a conscious effort on my part, knowing what to do, to build my ranking so that I can increase my opportunity for sales and building up my income, and also to become known as an expert on my topic. Now, my topic happens to be helping people to have their own business, and that is a topic that we are talking about today. And like I was saying, you can develop e-courses. Another thing that you can do is write books. A book can be a collection of articles that you have. It can be a collection of stories from different people. You can set it up as an ebook, and then a way to make money on it is to sell the rights for that ebook to other people so that they can offer it to their clients as a free item. That is how you want to make money, because initially you can sell it, but you don't want to make it sell it for too high a price. It has to be a medium price. But whenever you are selling something, you want to have something that you can give away. So you can buy rights to other people's ebooks that they have. You can do the same things that they are doing. But what it is doing is helping you build some of your expertise on the topic so that you become known as an expert in your field. If you're in the healthcare industry, for instance, putting out ebooks on nutrition, on supplements, things that people can compare. Because today, the majority of the baby boomers, they grew up in the era where they began to belong to health clubs. They began to become more conscious of the foods they were eating and getting away from the starches and some of the other items out there. So you want to look for ways that you can help create and increase your income over time. You want to think of some ways that you can increase your product knowledge. And if you don't know how to write, part of having your own business is today people are working from home. So if you are someone who works from home, and you have a specific need, you can always go on sites where you can utilize other people's services. If you need a virtual assistant, this is someone who, for instance, was a secretary in an office. So they know how to proofread articles, and they know how to write articles. They know how to do the things that are important for you to know what to do. For instance, I have recently, or in the past year, I established a nonprofit organization. And the purpose of that nonprofit organization is to teach people with disabilities the skills they need to have their own business, and also to provide resources and to provide low interest loans. Why is this something that I established that, and the purpose is because 25 years ago when I started my own business, I went into business for myself because there were few opportunities for people with disabilities to have their own, to find employment. I was educated before there were laws on the books guaranteeing people with disabilities the right to an education. I was in graduate school when they finally passed that law. So for me, I've always had to be my own advocate to make sure that I was receiving the services that I need in the community. And one thing I found was that when I started my business, there were no support systems available to me. Yes, I went to rehabilitation services and they had employment specialists. Their employment specialist was supposed to help me find gainful employment. Well, what he did was tell me, we have these job coach positions available, but you need a company to go into where you can take the clients and you can observe them and you can train them and you can make sure they do their job. So he handed me the book and said, you go call these people and find someone who's going to let you come in. Well, part of his job as an employment specialist was to do all that research himself and say, we have the place that you can go in and you can become a job coach, and then you can train other people on how to do this job and help them have gainful employment. And if I was going to be doing his job, then I can go do what I really wanted to do. And my background was in rehabilitation counseling, so I very much understood what it was that he was doing, and I figured I can go do it on my own, having my own business. And today, that is what I do as a career coach. I'm also an advocacy coach, which means that I can teach other people with disabilities how to make sure their rights are taken care of. The purpose of offering resources is that when I got my computer, because I have my own business, I went through rehabilitation services to get a computer, and they went through visual enhancement to buy the equipment, and it cost over $2,500 to get the computer, to get all the adaptive equipment for me that I needed, plus the software. But at the time, I did not realize that I needed to also have an external hard drive where I could put all of my files on and keep it as a backup instead of having it on my hard drive. Because what happened was that over a period of 4 years, all of my space on my hard drive became used up. So that every time for the last couple of months that I would go on my computer to write any articles and publish anything, it would cut it off and it would say low memory, and it would basically kick me off. So it got to a point where I had to go out and purchase a new computer. And then realizing what I needed, I took out the hard drive from my last computer and I bought a case to put that in, and made that an external hard drive so that it's not on my new computer. I also bought myself an external hard drive that had 500 memory on it, so that between all of that, between the fact that on my new computer I have 320 memory on it, I have at least 900 gigs of memory available to me, so that over time that I will not have to worry about space. I also know that I can always, once I use up the space on these, then I can always go out and purchase another external hard drive. The thing is that when you use up your space on your computer, then you are also slowing down your computer. Mine, I knew how to use certain items on a computer. I knew what I needed to do, but I didn't really know all of the other aspects of what it was that I really should be doing on the computer. But now I know what it is that I need to do, and I know how to take it and work it. Now, I also know that I'm temporarily staying with my sister, and they put me in a position of, if I went out and spent money on something that I needed, they would scream and yell at me. So it's not that I want to sneak things, but if you're going to put me in a position where you're going to fight with me because I spent money, then why should I tell you what I'm spending my money on? And sometimes if you're in business and you don't have the money available to you for overhead, then you're put in the position of being in someone else's house. And they can dictate what you do, where you do it, and how you do it. So the idea is to take the time to work on getting away from them. And this is something that is finally coming to fruition for me, because I was finally at a point where I was able to be accredited for SSI. I cannot get Social Security because I did not work enough hours to get enough credit to qualify for Social Security at this point in my life. All I have to do is go and say that I worked another three quarters at a minimum wage, at the minimum amount, and qualify to receive Social Security as well. But my age and what's happening in the workplace, and the fact that I have a pre-existing condition that is a disability that is preventing me from having true gainful employment in the workplace over the years, so that my income has always been low. But that is one of the reasons why in my nonprofit, my purpose is to provide low-interest loans, because it still takes seed money to build a business. And there were no resources available to offer and to do what I propose for this organization to do. That is why my nonprofit fills a niche. And one of the things that it's going to do is to help people with disabilities learn the skills they need to have their own business. Today, we are moving back to the small entrepreneur. So it's important to understand what it takes to have your own business. That is why the topic of this show is creating and developing your own products, because you can always go to work and help market other people's products through an affiliate program and earn commissions on it, but you also want to be able to develop your own products. Then as you build your opt-in list, you can, in essence, develop joint ventures with other websites and other people, so that both of you are, especially if you complement each other in the services and products that you offer, that you can sell to each other's opt-in list. These are some of the things that you may very well need to be aware of and incorporate in your business, in the types of things that you do. And What we also need to do is ask you, are you willing to do what it takes to have your own business? Are you willing to take the chance? And it is a chance that you need to be willing to do. Now, if you have good credit, if you've worked somewhere, if you've established yourself, then you want to build on those connections. Today, we've been talking about the online way of marketing yourself and building connections. Those are places like LinkedIn. Facebook is another one that has become a place for business to be done. In MySpace also, but MySpace not as much. You also need to be aware of places like Delicious and StumbleUpon and even Dig, because whenever you write anything, whenever you publish anything, you want it linked to those sites. When you link it to those sites, then what happens is it builds your exposure. As you increase your exposure, then you increase your opportunity to become known as an expert on your topic. Previously, before the internet, the only mode of building your business was the Chamber of Commerce, and they would have monthly meetings that you can go to where they would bring different speakers in to talk about business and different topics. Then you would also do networking where you would take your business cards and you would pass it out, and you would hope that you could build business contacts from it. Then you had Leads Club and you had Power Core Meeting Club. The difference between Leads and Power Core and the Chamber was that at Leads Club, you could stand up, you could give a 2-minute presentation on what your product is, on what type of clients you were looking for, and you could get referrals of people who could actually use your services immediately. So it was a way of building your income within a matter of the following week. And also building up your list of referrals, because through your clients, you can get referrals. So what we're going to do is spend the last 20 minutes talking about doing the offline marketing and developing and selling of your products, just like we've been doing talking about your online way of doing it. But first, I want to take a break and tell you about my website. It's onepersonalcareercoach.com. You go to my website, you can purchase my audio program, you can purchase my Inkscape product. If you are someone who needs to learn how to build good relationships, if you are someone who needs to learn how to build good communication skills, then I can work with you and help you increase your knowledge, because the more that you increase your ability to express yourself, the more you can increase your income. Now, we're going to go back and talk about some of the offline marketing programs. If you are familiar with organizations like it went out of my head just as it came in. Kiwanis Club and certain social groups that help other people. And then what you need to do is you need to put together a speech and offer your services to these groups to come in and give a presentation on your topic. And with that, another avenue is the JCs. This is a group of young leaders, and they're always looking for speakers to come in and speak to their groups. then you make sure you have your business cards or you have a one-page flyer where you give them information about the services and your prices and the types of products that you have. And what and the idea is that you're building your relationships, you're building contacts. This is the most important way of expanding your business. We've talked about the Chamber of Commerce. We've talked about Lead Subs and PowerCore. We've talked about the different social networks. What about marketing? If you are giving a speech, if you are, what you need to do is find out when the conventions are in town, and if you can, if you have to either volunteer your time or go through certain organizations where you can get paid to work with these conventions. And as they do this, then what this does is this increases your opportunity for building contacts so that you can let them know what it is that you do. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. We have conventions for people with in the medical background that come in for continuing education classes. So they will often hire temp agencies to bring staff in to come in and work as room monitors, to work as directionals, and handing out daily newspapers that are put out by the group that is sponsoring the convention. And this, by being there, by being among these people, then it builds contact, it builds relationships, and that's the biggest thing that you want to do to really help you increase your business down the road, especially if you have a product. And almost any business and service that's out there that's something that you have a passion for, you can always find someone who has a product or a business that you can represent that product and help sell it and make commissions. For instance, I am a career coach, and I've mentioned it, but we are going to talk about it a little bit further. I am an Inscape Publishing distributor. That means that I utilize their assessment profiles with my business to help my clients, first by understanding how they communicate through different behavioral styles, because if you understand your natural behavior style, then you understand how you communicate with other people. You understand how other people relate to you based on the way you communicate. And you learn how to build good communication skills. You learn that what you need to do is understand when you communicate, that by reading other people, by understanding their communication style, then it helps you communicate in a way that you can change to help them become more knowledgeable about their topic, about what it is that they need to do to perform their job, how they can adapt to the people around them, because it's building good people reading skills. And being able to read people is an important aspect of building your business. For instance, if you were trying to sell a product to someone, and if you do not understand their behavior style, but you're talking in your behavior style, if you're someone who is very detail-oriented and you are describing every benefit, every feature, then you just got to learn that if this person starts asking you what's the price, before you get through it, that person is ready to buy. They understand the value of the product, but if you can't read that and you are going to sit there and discuss and discuss and discuss a product to someone who doesn't care about all of those things, then you're going to turn around and lose the sale because that person is not going to respond to you. And then you're going to wonder why they didn't buy from you, even though they seemed interested. So you need to understand how to read someone, to understand what are their selling points. That is how you sell. Not only that, if you are someone who likes to get to the bottom line, but you're talking to someone who is very detail-oriented, and you don't want to give all the features and all the benefits, then what's going to happen is you're going to lose that sale because you're not giving them all the information they want before they make a decision. And if they find someone else who matches them in their behavioral style and talks in their language, then they will buy from that person before they will buy from you. So that is an example of why it is important to understand different people's behavioral styles in building a relationship. And whenever you have your own business, you are looking to build a relationship. And unless you understand that, then you can lose the sale. And when you lose the sale, you lose the advantage that you have of increasing your income. And be aware that it is important to build through referrals. If you have a client who really loves your product, ask him to refer other people who could use your services and your products. That is another way of building your business. So we've been talking about both online and offline marketing ways of building products, using the internet, using word of mouth referrals, using different business social networks, and being aware of what's out there. You also need to learn how to grow your business in a way that you can become known as an expert. And another thing that you, just like you publish ebooks, you can have books published, because there are ways to do it. A large company that publishes books, they may not take your book and publish it because they don't know you, but you can have it self-published. That is, that you pay to publish it, you do the marketing yourself, and you do the sales yourself. Because when you are published through a large publishing house, then what happens is they do all the marketing for you, and they will even pay you an upfront fee for your book. But they will only do that after you become known as a recognizable name from a book that you've already published. And an example of that is Jack Canfield and his partner. They wrote the book Chicken Soup for the Soul. They initially had the book self-published. It became a bestseller. So for then the publishing houses then contacted them and asked them to do a series of topics. That's why you see so many different books out there that are called Chicken Soup for the Soul. And all they did was take a collection of stories from different people on what it took for them to become successful, and they made a book out of it. And called it Chicken Soup for the Soul. Then you started seeing Chicken Soup for the Adult, Chicken Soup for the Youth, Chicken Soup for the Soul Youth, Chicken Soup for the Soul Adult, and on and on. So what they've done is they've made a series of books out of it, and it made them millions of dollars to date just by doing that. So that's another way, Urban, opportunity to build and become known as an expert on your topic. Then you can command the large fees as a professional speaker and trainer on your topic. It's just that you have to go through the journey and work your way through the journey from the bottom up. If you do not feel comfortable standing up in front of people and talking, if you do not know how to talk without using and ums when you get lost for words to say, then you need to take classes to teach you how to speak better. You need to learn how to speak extemporaneously. When you listen to actors and actresses on the TV when they're being interviewed, they are taught how to be interviewed. That's why many of them talk very smoothly. I have been in classes with people who did presentations, and they would often use the because they did not know how to just shut their mouth up when they didn't have anything to say. And the best thing to do is take Toastmasters, because there you have an opportunity to learn how to put together a speech, how to put together a presentation. If you are interested in doing public speaking as a profession, then you need to join the National Speakers Association. And each state has its own chapter. For instance, initially, 14 years ago, when I was in Florida, I first attended an NSA meeting down in Florida. Then when I moved back to Atlanta, I attended the Georgia Speakers Association. And part of what they do is teach you the 8 platform skills, how to speak from the pulpit, and how to market yourself, and how to write a 20-minute speech, how to put together a training program or a breakout session. So these are things that you very much need to learn and build on if you are going to become known as an expert on your topic, if you want to be able to create and develop your own products. And for the last 5 minutes, what I'm going to do is go through and offer you some options on some things that you can do to help you become known as an expert, and tie all of these things together that we were talking about. Now, the biggest thing that you have to be aware of is there's 2 ways of marketing. There's the offline way that we've been talking about, and then there's the online way that we've also been talking about. And online means using basically websites that are online, joining different groups online that specialize in your topic, so that you can network, that you can build a mastermind group of people that you can contact, that you can talk to, that can help you with expanding your knowledge, which would help you expanding your reach in building your expertise, in putting together your list, in developing your sales letter. If you have a sales letter, or if someone else had a sales letter, you can take those things, look at what worked for them, tweak it to make it work for you by understanding who you are and where you come from. And the best way to do that is to learn what it is that helps you be successful, how you express yourself. You have to do it in a way that will make it yours so that you own it. Remember, every speaker is basically saying the same thing. The only difference is the story they tell, because their story is unique to them based on their experience. For instance, I'm going to finish up by telling you a story that what was unique to me about building my business. For instance, I come from a family where it was very dysfunctional. I had a mother that was always very negative, very down on herself. So it was important for her to feel bigger by teaching other people and dogging them out and criticizing them for everything they do. The thing is, now my youngest sister, my mother's now 90 years old. She's a little lost soul because she really did not put herself out there and have an active life. She held back one daughter by criticizing her so bad and deflating her self-esteem to the point that she became self-abusive. And their solution is to create more of a problem and to dog someone out and criticize them because they're jealous of everyone else. They often will look at what someone has, and that's how they will decide what it is that they're going to buy. I had to purchase a new computer and had been looking for a new computer for at least 6 months because I knew that my computer was at a point where I couldn't use it anymore. I had used up the space. Everything was going down on me. Every time I shut it down, I had to shut it down so that when I turned it on, it would go through all the disks and because it went down too much. So I knew that when I got the money in, I would be purchasing a computer. My sister, in the meantime, I've been staying with my younger sister, and she feels that because my mother put her in control of everything and put her in the that she knew more than I did about my topic and what I could do. And she's always looking for a way to criticize everything that I do. So it was important for her to make stupid remarks about things. Many years ago, 28 years ago, when I first went out on my own, and I needed to buy a car because I was renting a car. There was no public transportation. And part of my job was to go out in the boondocks to visit families, to write the Title 20 report. So I knew what kind of car I wanted. There wasn't where I could go to two, three, or four different dealerships to compare. There was no such thing as the internet. So I basically let the company know that when they got in, to let me know, and I would come and get the car. So I had used $2,000 as a down payment on it and was making payments on it. My sister recently had to purchase a car, so she did a lot. She had three different dealerships to go to, plus she could go online and compare and get the best price. So what did she say to me? Oh, I'm not going to do what you did. I'm not going to buy at top price. Well, the difference is there's a difference in how you can buy a car today, and there's a difference how you could do it 27 years ago. So be sure and be aware of, if you are developing a product and a business, that where you come from, your frame of reference, also affects how you relate to people in the business world. So be aware that affects how you are, and make sure that when you relate to your family, that you are doing the things with them that you would do in public to build your business.